Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. One person has been identified from the active triple homicide investigation in New Lisbon. The deceased female adult is 33-year-old Elizabeth Kolba. The names of the two young girls who were killed are not being released, but the New Lisbon Police Department identified their ages as 12 and 13. Law enforcement is actively looking for Virgil Thu in the New Lisbon area based on tips they've received. Juneau County deputies have released more photos of Thu. Surveillance footage shows the 47-year-old inside a New Lisbon Dollar General store Sunday, hours before the victims were found dead inside of a home in New Lisbon. Another photo released by deputies showed Thu on a trail camera that same day. Chief Kyle Walker asked that anyone with information of whereabouts or possible sightings of Virgil Thu contact police immediately. Thu should be considered armed and dangerous. If you see him, contact law enforcement. A California man has apologized for his connection to a 15-year-old girl who fatally shot a teacher and a fellow student at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison. Alexander Paffendorf told a judge Friday in San Diego that he would accept the consequences of his actions without explaining his precise role. Authorities say he told FBI agents that he messaged the shooter about attacking a government building. He has not been charged with a crime but is under investigation. He expressed regret after the judge kept an order to confiscate his guns and ammunition in effect until April 4th. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a domestic disturbance early New Year's Day. A call came in around 12:45 reporting the disturbance on County Road Double H and County Road H in the township of Arena. Iowa County Sheriff's Deputy responded to the scene and arrested Nicholas J. Hansen, 38, of Barneveld, on charges of battery, disorderly conduct, and resisting or obstructing an officer. Hansen was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where he was later released on bond. The Richland Center City Clerk's Office has released an update on the current status of candidate filings for the upcoming spring election. Four residents have filed to run for alderperson in the city of Richland Center. They are incumbent Karen Tepley in District 1, Rachel Schultz in District 2, incumbent Melanie Walters in District 3, and incumbent Steve Downs in District 4. Incumbent alderperson in District 2, Mark Chambers, has filed notification of non-candidacy. Eligible residents who wish to run for office have until Tuesday at 5 to register for ballot access in the spring 2025 election. The necessary paperwork for candidacy can be obtained from the city clerk's office or downloaded from the city website. For additional information or assistance, contact the city clerk's office at 608-647-3466. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is investing more than $7.5 million in 26 cooperative agreements that support innovative, scalable waste management plans to reduce and divert food waste from landfills and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The composting and food waste reduction cooperative agreements are part of USDA's broad support for urban agriculture. The CFWR program is jointly administered by USDA's Office of Urban Agriculture and Innovative Production and the National Institute of Food and Agriculture. The selected projects will be implemented between now and 2027. USDA prioritized projects that anticipate or demonstrate economic benefits, incorporate plans to make compost easily accessible to farmers, including community gardeners, integrate other food waste strategies, including food recovery efforts, and collaborate with multiple partners. Recipients include projects in 15 states and one territory, including two states that will be first-time participants in the program. The Sun Prairie Food Residential Event and School Compost Undertaking Pilot Project, selected in Wisconsin, will integrate full-service composting into six major citywide events in Sun Prairie. These events include implementing lunchtime composting programs, share tables, a food waste reduction competition, and food waste-focused curriculum into select schools in the Sun Prairie Area School District, pilot an 18-month curbside composting service for residents, and distribute compost to community gardens and urban farms while engaging these producers in a workshop centered around sustainable agriculture practices. The food rescue pilot is expected to reach 12,000 people, divert 65,000 pounds of food waste from the landfill, produce 43,000 pounds of compost, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 27 metric tons of carbon dioxide equivalents. Cheese lovers, now's your chance to get some finely aged cheddar. Hook's Cheese in Mineral Point is set to release a block of 20-year aged cheddar in April, and orders are being taken now. 1 pound of the stuff will cost you $209, but the cheesemaker will toss in a flight of other fancy cheeses to go along with it. Owner Tony Hook says they've got about 1,000 pounds of the cheese ready for release. The Deke Slate Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum in Sparta will host Sharing Space with Deke, featuring Charlie Duke. Sharing Space with Deke is a live virtual conversation with astronaut Duke. Charlie Duke was selected by Deke Slayton to be a member of the 5th Astronaut Group in 1966. Duke became a lunar module specialist and oversaw the development of its propulsion systems. Due to his knowledge of the lunar module, he was asked by Tom Stafford, commander of Apollo 10, and Neil Armstrong, commander of Apollo 11, to be a CAPCOM for their missions. Duke was assigned as the lunar module pilot for Apollo 16, which launched in 1972. John Young and Duke spent 71 hours on the moon's surface and performed 3 EVAs. During this time, Young and Duke collected 213 pounds of rock and soil samples. One of those rocks is on display at the Deke Slate Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum. Sharing Space with Deke, featuring Charlie Duke, will be held Sunday from 3 to 4. You may attend in person at the Deke Slate Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum or via Zoom. The cost to attend is $10. Tickets may be purchased at the museum or online at DekeSlateMuseum.org. The Grand County Highway Department is adopting advanced strategies for winter road maintenance to enhance safety and efficiency while reducing environmental impacts and costs. These efforts focus on incorporating alternative materials like salt brine and limestone chips alongside traditional road salt to maintain roads effectively during Wisconsin's winter months. Highway crews are encouraged to minimize salt usage by increasing the application of 1/4-inch limestone chips and salt brine. Salt brine, a solution composed of 76.7% tap water and 23.3% road salt, is premixed and immediately effective upon application. It helps prevent salt from blowing off roads during application or from passing vehicles, ensuring it stays where it is needed most. The department also pre-wets roads and bridges before storms. This proactive method helps initiate melting and prevent snow and ice from bonding to the pavement. Crews maintain state highways like 151, 18, and 80 around the clock during storms, while other roads are serviced from 4 a.m. to 8 p.m. The department remains under close observation by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation to minimize salt usage and protect natural resources, including drinking water. By utilizing chips at $11 per ton and brine at 25 cents per gallon, compared to road salt at $100 per ton, Grant County is significantly reducing costs without compromising safety. Winter safety reminders to remember: allow at least 200 feet of space behind maintenance trucks. Operators may begin applying chemicals or materials without warning. And drive cautiously, allow extra travel time, and adjust to winter conditions. State lawmakers are planning to reintroduce proposals to address PFAS contamination while $125 million remains tied up in the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee. The funding has been set aside for over 500 days after Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers vetoed a Republican bill amid concerns that the bill would limit the Department of Natural Resources' ability to require polluters to test and clean their own PFAS contamination. The DNR says it does not intend to go after farmers for unintentional contamination. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation has announced a new round of entrepreneurship partner grants. The grant program will award up to $200,000 for programs that serve rural communities, smaller cities, or underserved populations. Applications for the program will be accepted until January 31st, and the winners will be announced in May. Information on the Entrepreneurship Partner Grants is available on the WEDC website, and there will be an online program webinar on Monday.